Hi everyone, Seaman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover the latest two ladies that are taking over the manosphere. I first heard about them from a video from Hammerhand, where he mentions that four women that started producing videos 8 or 9 months ago now account for 90% of all the manosphere traffic. That's a generalization, as Just Pearly Things started in 2001, but the real Fen Sapien is a lot newer. But he also brought up two new female content creators, Brett Cooper and Sarah Dawn Moore, which are almost as big, if not bigger, than Pearly Things. They are poisoning the well for a quick profit, and they're going to throw all the other cooches under the bus, so to speak. Meaning that by teaching men about female nature and male-female dynamics, they're going to make more men into MGTOWs. Eventually, many men will find male content producers that'll tell them the full truth. But in the meantime, Brett, Sarah, and the others will just be cashing in on simpish men paying for coaching calls and watching YouTube ads. Years ago, I thought about just hiring women to read my scripts, and I probably should have done it. Hired a woman to be the face of my content. Look how well that's working out for these ladies. We don't even know if there are men working for these women behind the scenes feeding them their content. This isn't going to stop. This is going to accelerate. Brett and Sarah probably just saw Just Pearly Things in the Real FM Sapien and decided to do the same thing or something similar. Also, what's up with a name like Brett Cooper for a woman? Is it like Michael Burnham from Star Trek Discovery? Are women now starting to not only adopt male behavior, but starting to take on male names too? What were her parents thinking about when they gave her that name? Did they want people to tease her while she was growing up? As for Sarah Dawn Moore, she teaches men and women about gender dynamics, relationships, and personal growth. Hammerhand didn't say this in his video, but he did mention that all four of these women became big in the last 8 or so months. Maybe the establishment has figured out that the suppression of MGTOW ideas isn't working, so now they're going for subversion. They're even moving to platforms like Odyssey and Rumble and posting their content there, and when I first started posting on Rumble and searched for MGTOW, all that would pop up at the top was Just Pearly Things videos. But I think it's going to backfire. Eventually, many men will see through the grift in these women and that they're nothing more than gynocentric gateway drugs. They want to show men that there are still good women out there. If that's the case, then why did Sarah get dumped by her fiancé days before her wedding with them? I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code Sandman for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to women taking over male issues and crowning themselves Queens of the Manosphere Clown World Show. Hammerhand had mentioned that between the Real Fem Sapien, Just Pearly Things, Sarah Dawn Moore, and Brett Cooper, they had over 500 million views and 1.5 million subs in such a short period of time. Clearly, their channels aren't even being throttled and censored like ours. Sarah Dawn is post-wall and looks to be in her late 30s, early 40s. She's received more views than me in 9 years. It's going to be interesting to see if these women follow the trend where new channels blow up for a year, year and a half, and then slowly fade into obscurity. We saw something similar with many other Manosphere channels, with Fresh and Fit peaking out at around 20 million views a month, and now they're down to 12 million. It's not just that people's attention spans are shortening, but channels only work for a few years on a large scale, before starting to suffer a slow decline. The Real Fem Sapien peaked out only about 4 or 5 months out. Just Pearly Things looks like it's peaked out and starting to roll over as well. As for Sarah Dawn Moore, her relationship with her fiancé ended in 2017, and she blamed him for being an alcoholic abuser and breaking things off with her before the wedding. You have to imagine how that would embarrass her publicly with family and friends that were already planning on attending the wedding, and how humiliated she must have been. But a guy typically wouldn't do that unless she really, really pissed them off somehow. She admits to have had some sort of mental illness problems and was on benzodiazepines, the same thing that Jordan Peterson was taking for anxiety. She said the pressure for her to marry while she was in her 30s in Texas was great. That sounds like once again she's putting the blame on others in addition to her own former fiancé. After that, she went and rode the carousel for a few years and did the old pump and dump on men, saying that she would use them and then lose them. I went through her website because I heard that she also does coaching, to see how much she charges, but she doesn't actually say how much it costs. I guess that if she put down that it was $1,000 an hour, people would judge her to be money-grubbing and greedy. All she says, and I quote, is, "I have a number of different options that support people at different levels. When you apply for coaching, we will assess your journey, what your needs are, and how much support is needed to get you where you need to go," unquote. Considering that she's now making over $150,000 a month in ad revenue from YouTube, she certainly won't be doing it for a measly $100 an hour. Probably not even $500 an hour. My guess is closer to $1,000. But she portrays herself as someone that cares about men, while only a short number of years ago, her mantra with regards to men was, use them and lose them. I'm sure she's had a eureka moment and found her sympathy for all the simps out there. She was even wearing clothing that said men matter in one video. But she did make a valid point, and that is that she's a woman saying the things about women that men can't say to their wives. A lot of guys told me that their wives would attack them when they actually brought me up to their wives. But if it's another woman talking about men's issues, it's not as easy to brush off as so-called misogyny. There's that pesky female-owned group preference to contend with. But what bothers me about her is that she was hurt by a man, and then she went out and hurt tons of other men as a result through the old pump and dump. Or so she thought. I bet most guys were probably like, thanks for the sex, babe. It's only women that typically get hurt like that. As for Brett Cooper and her show called The Comment Section, she failed as a mainstream actor, so she decided that she was going to go on YouTube instead. She's on The Daily Wire and acts like a trad thot. Ben Shapiro started The Daily Wire, and much like she failed as a mainstream actress, Ben Shapiro failed as a scriptwriter in Hollywood. It's like those people that can't make it in Toronto, so they fail their way to Hamilton. I don't really see her as part of the manosphere, but more of a conservative political commentator. She was raised by a mother that wrote about Ayn Rand. Her jobs in Hollyweird were all on the left, and she was raised as a libertarian and had to basically keep that hidden. That's part of the story, that she's just a natural conservative. She's done interviews discussing this before. She's also done work with Dennis Prager. To be honest, out of all four of the women invading the manosphere, she's the most intelligent, but she's on the right, and I'm neither on the left nor the right. I'm a political atheist, and she would probably attack MGTOW as being anti-family values. She was also asked to leave her college sorority because she was discovered to be conservative. She's almost a younger version of Jordan Peterson fighting against wokeism. But Ben Shapiro is probably the one cashing in with her getting such a huge audience. Him and his billionaire Daily Wire backers are the ones that are going to make most of that money. She's also spewing out hopium to young men that believe that women can be nice conservative babes. And she's playing the part of the conservative female chameleon. She's pro-life, and she's become huge in the last 9 months. Shapiro is probably buddy-buddies with Susan over YouTube, and so she's not going to stand in his way and even help him profit from his content. Brett Cooper also had a fan base from being an actress. She's intelligent, attractive, and only 20 years old. You can clearly see that she has a high IQ if you watch her doing interviews. I initially thought that she was a flake that just wanted to read a teleprompter. I think that a lot of her fans are teenage boys because she looks and sounds like them. I watched a couple of her videos, including one called Evidence of the Downfall of Our Society, and I learned something and I was actually entertained. I didn't know that 86% of people watch porn on their phones in America in 2022. Pornhub also said that the fourth most searched term on that site was transgender porn. That was kind of shocking. Lesbian and Ebony were way above that. I think her channel is easily going to get into the tens of millions of subscribers range. She also has that girl next door look about her, and many guys could see themselves with somebody like her. She makes sense to them politically and supposedly shares the same views, so there's a good chance that she's just a female chameleon. But for me, listening to her gives me anxiety. I guess I'm getting too old for the fast-paced and edgy delivery that she has. I think we're only at the beginning of the conservative anti-feminist female content creator attacking women for not behaving in the so-called proper ways. The success of these women is going to draw in hundreds if not thousands of copycat chameleons that will try and profit off the trend. I feel sorry for the guys that don't discover my channel or other channels like Hammerhanded and Undead Chronic First, and believe that yes, women out there can be good. The idea is to reverse the damage that feminism has caused and get couples to form up again. That's what they want. But we aren't going backwards in time. The future is not going to look like the past. These women are just tapping into the hopes of men and taking their attention and money, selling them the hopium they were going back in time at some point. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that women are entering the manosphere and taking over, and are trying to smash open men's bank accounts and charge them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per hour for coaching. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women selling red pills filled with period blood away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.